This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
China.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
It's a Zach Sang Show.
Yeah.
We got Heather, we got Dan, and we welcome Ally Simpson to the cast.
Woo!
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
It's been a minute, my friend.
I know. You've known me much longer than I think anybody like in this entire country has even known me.
Which is crazy because you've come quite a way, and you've done a lot since you've been here. When did you move here officially?
Oh, like 6 years now.
That's a big one.
Yeah, which is insane.
6 years in LA, right?
Yeah, been living in LA 6 years.
Biggest change in you over the last 6 years?
I think I've just grown up a lot. I've been able to experience things and meet new people and like be a part of this industry. And I think I've just learned and grown up a lot more than or faster than my friends did at home. I don't know. It's been just a good experience in general.
But it makes sense. Like you're put in positions where you kind of got to grow up fast.
Yeah, you got to learn fast. You got to grow up fast so you can be thrown into the deep end. Just sort of had to figure it out.
But did you genuinely like want to take on entertainment or did it really just fall on your lap? Because Cody Simpson is her brother and that's
right.
How we first met.
Yeah.
Like 7 years ago or something like that at a tour called Camplified. It was like a group of like musicians and they were smaller musicians at the time.
Yeah.
And they would tour camps.
Cool.
Like, that's what they did.
It was cool at the time. It was definitely cool. I was definitely just thrown into the industry. I moved here for Cody. I was a swimmer back home. Like, I wanted to go to the Olympics for swimming.
Cool.
Like, no idea about this industry. I had, like, no interest in fashion or music or anything. And then I think just being here, like, opened my mind to, like, this whole new world. And I was, like, found what I really love to do. So, like, I will always thank Cody for, like, allowing me to have that opportunity and my family.
But when you're making that decision, like that's not an easy decision to make, or were you kind of forced upon it? Like, did you choose to move here or did you have the option to stay back and kind of swim and live normal life?
Well, mom and dad were just like, what do you think about moving to the USA when Cody got offered the deal online? And I was just like, yeah, cool, whatever. Like, as if we would actually move countries. I like when they said it to me, I thought they were kind of just joking. And I was like, yeah, like, it's fine, cool. And then the day comes around, like, okay, we're leaving. I was like, huh? I was like, what? Like, we're going to go after Christmas. I'm like, oh my gosh. But like, I was open to it because I thought it'd be a fun experience. And I knew that like home was never going to go anywhere. And like, my friends are always going to be there and my family are always going to be there.
Is that always true though? Because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And when you go away, especially when you're going as far as the United States, Australia is not easy. It's like 14 hours.
It's far. I was definitely really sad in the beginning, like leaving my friends. I was like 12 and I was like leaving my best friends and my crush and I was like, my life's over. because I really had no idea what I was going to do. But I did think what Cody was doing was really cool and I was so excited for him and I was like excited to be like around it and amongst it. So it was all exciting and everything, but it was crazy at the time.
It was exciting.
I'm so glad we did, though. Like, glad I'm here now.
Your life is forever different.
Yeah.
Like, you'd probably be swimming and, like, maybe getting ready to go to college, right?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah, I'd be in university back at home. Like, honestly, I don't even know what the heck I would be doing. Like, I can't even picture myself anywhere else anymore. Like, I'm just so happy to be where I am.
Wow. Okay, but okay, being happy with where you're at right now, right? You also don't want to lose with what you got.
Right.
Because it's Hollywood and it could be one thing one day and the next day
totally.
It could be completely and totally different.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you've been doing a lot over the last couple of years. Now you're really going into music.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the focus.
Material Boy is a single?
Yes, Material Boy, and I'm releasing two singles.
I Won't Remember You Tomorrow.
That's right, you got it. Yeah, so that's been the focus and I've been just writing a lot and spending time with different producers and I think just being around the music industry for this long, I like found my own love for it.
Yeah.
And like, especially with Material Boy, it was one of the first songs I've ever written. And I immediately fell in love with it. And I was like, I need everybody to hear this now because it feels like me. It feels like my story. I'm so excited about the release.
Did you write both songs?
No, I didn't write I Won't Remember You Tomorrow. It was written by a guy named Justin Jesso. It was actually on the new Cargo single.
Cool.
And the song, he sent me the song and it resonated with me really well. And I connected with the story at the time in my life. And I was so happy to be a part of it and in the room and putting my own spin on it. So I feel connected to both of them, but Material Boy is like my baby, so I'm very excited about that one.
So you watch Cody do his thing in the music industry, right?
And yeah.
Dude, all the way, we were just talking about I featuring Flo Rida. That was like the first big single for Cody.
How much would he hate us for talking about this right
gosh.
Now?
Oh my gosh. No, he's pissed. Yep. Somewhere, he's angry.
Yep.
But I mean, so you watch him navigate, right? And he's really evolved, and he's such an incredible musician, and he's come such a long way.
Yeah.
You watch him do all that stuff. How do you approach your shot at a music career?
Yeah, that's a good question because I feel like I've seen him grow and experience the best and the worst of the music industry. Like I feel like he's been through everything that's bad and that's good.
He really has in
the midst of 5 years, and I think it's only been beneficial to me because I kind of know what not to do now and what the right things and what the right moves would be to make. So I think if anything, I've learned from him and just sort of having him be able to like guide me and to get to, I mean, to for what decisions I'm going to begin to make. And, you know, I'm only just beginning in the music, so.
What do you think the biggest lesson you learned from just kind of flying it on the wall with Cody?
I mean, the biggest thing I've learned from him, especially to see like where he's at right now, I think is that focusing on what you want to do, like the music that you want to make and that you're really passionate about. And obviously we can see him, like I've never seen him so happy in his life right now because he's making the music that is 1000% him. He's doing it all on his own. He's incredible at guitar and his voice. Like he's just evolved into this like true artist that you can really tell this is 100% him and he feels confident. And so I think over time, like seeing him do all different things, like he was dancing at one stage and doing like, he's done everything. He's had like three different lives. Like it's insane. So I think and then seeing where he's at now, I think I've definitely just learned to like do what you want to do. Don't be influenced by anyone else, you know, that have their own opinions on your music or your vision or anything like that.
You're lucky. You get to skip to the end pretty much.
I know, basically. It definitely cuts out a lot of the bullshit. So I'm happy about that.
Material Boy, like we talked about, is the single. You wrote it. What is that process like? How do you write music? Like, and is it something that came naturally to you or?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a weird discovery for me because I didn't grow up writing music. I grew up around music a lot of the time and having my opinions on Cody's music and or being in the room when he was writing. Or I mean, my friends are songwriters as well. So I think when I got in the room, obviously I was like, so nervous the first time. They were like, okay, we're going to put you in a room with these well-established songwriters, and I was oblivious to how the whole thing went, and I was like, what if I can't even write music? Like, I don't even know if I can or not. I just know I can sing. I know I can dance. So I went in there just like, okay, well, I'm just going to see how this goes. Took the jump. Like, I was so nervous, but like, I got in there and I realized, I was like, oh, I'm actually fairly good at this, and I've written like a fair few songs now that I really actually like really love. And I think the more I work with different people and being able to get their spin on my story and what I have to say, like Material Boy just came about in like 3 hours or less, and like it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. So
music is your focus, but you are hosting a YouTube show called Share Space, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too, because I know, you know, I have had history in hosting and my Radio Disney show, and I've always been interested in doing that, and I love hosting and I love interviewing and stuff like that. So the Share Space was like a random sort of opportunity that came up through YouTube and Sony in Australia, and they're not doing the X Factor anymore, so they started this new like competition show music wise and that's what the Share Space is, and I'm hosting it. So.
It's like a social thing. It takes like a whole bunch of influencers.
Yeah, but young and up and coming, mostly musicians, unsigned artists, who they're basically giving them a chance at a record deal with Sony potentially at the end of the show, and basically just putting them in studios together and seeing what they can collaborate on together and who makes the coolest music with each other. And like,
and you're judged solely by your social engagement. engagement. So if people don't care about you on the internet, then you're dead.
Wow. So just like life.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much like our everyday life, unfortunately. Yeah. So, but I know the show is very inclusive and it's all about just collaborating and seeing what kind of music and cool content these people can come up with. And
nice.
I think me and the other host, Jai, are just going to sort of act as somewhat mentors to
And
them.
He's another musician, right? In Australia?
Yeah, from Australia. Yeah.
Jai
Waitford.
That's it.
Yeah.
What
I mean, I said his last name like that for years. So, I mean, something giving me. I
So, have you shot that show yet?
No, I'm going back this weekend. I'll be there and shooting that for the whole month. There's an episode a day for 30 days.
In Australia?
Yeah, in Sydney.
So, okay. So, music goes on hold for a second while you go and shoot the show.
Not really. I definitely won't be going on hold because the music comes out while I'm shooting it.
In Australia.
Yeah. So I'm like going to figure out what I'm going to do down there. Like maybe throw a release party. I don't know. Go and like play it. Or, like have listening parties, things like that. So I'll definitely be working and still trying to progress in the music while that's happening. So.
That's a little nerve wracking, right? You got two things going on. Can you do both? Do you question that?
I definitely have like thought about that. I mean, going home. But I know that the show that I am hosting is purely music based and I am very excited about like releasing the music, so I'm not really worried about balancing the two because they're both like my passions.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just feel like it's going to be an amazing month for me. Like I feel more positive and excited about it rather than like nervous.
I get you.
Yeah.
EP, do you have a date on that?
No date on the EP right now, but I think we're going to start with these two songs and then I just want to like continue to release all the time. So like hopefully just new music every couple weeks, just like keep giving the people what they want, you know. Hopefully they like this first batch of music and we'll go from there.
That's the future.
What's the story behind Material Boy?
Yeah, Material Boy, it was written about personal experience with a guy. And basically, I mean, I know that a lot of girls would probably experience this in LA, but having or dating a guy that sort of treats you more of like a like possession rather than like your other...
A person?
A possession
over a person
over
rather
a
than
person.
A person exactly.
So and I think that a lot of, you know, young girls especially in this industry or young girls even in high school, like, and the way with the world is going right now with social media and everything, I feel like girls my age can definitely relate to this kind of story. And it's just the boy basically trying to impress me with materialistic things and things that don't actually please me. So it's kind of what the song's about.
So what do you mean when you say you can go play with yourself?
Good question. You have the lyrics or you listen to the song?
I just listened to it.
Oh, okay.
And that stuck out.
Dan has like a sixth sense. Like if there's a lyric that's somewhat dirty, Dan knows it.
This is the only lyric I paid attention to.
Oh, I don't think I'm surprised you knew the name of the song.
Well, I have it. I mean, I have it sitting in front of me.
That lyric was sort of like, because the song, it's obviously, if you were the guy, you wouldn't want to hear it. You know, it's sort of like an FU type situation. Yeah. Like, I don't need you anyway. So like, get out of here, play with yourself. I'm not going to do it for you anymore.
Is it nice being able to speak about these more adult things and make these references?
Totally, yeah. And I'm 19, I'm almost 20, and I think that being able to actually share, you know, what's going on in my life and these actual stories with real guys in my life, it's definitely a good feeling, and I feel like I have so much to say. So
what do you think when you go back like 2 or 3 years or whatever, and you listen to those first few songs you released?
There was definitely a point where I was like, no one can listen to these songs anymore. I'm like, it's my past. Like, I'm moving on. Like, I want you to listen to the new stuff. But I'm always going to be, like, proud of that. And, like, I learned so much from that experience. And I do love those songs. And Cody even says, like, my song Notice Me is still one of his favorite songs of mine that I've ever done. So it's, like, it's funny. So, like, and those songs are still actually doing quite well on Spotify, which is so interesting. So, I'm definitely proud of those songs, but it's definitely completely different to what I'm going to be releasing now.
Yeah. I loved I Won't Remember You Tomorrow.
You did?
Yeah, I thought it was a really great song.
I'm so glad. Yeah, it's slow. It's like a breakup song. I think I needed that. And I grew up like just playing guitar and singing with my family. So I really wanted to be able to show that element of me as well as Material Boy, which is a little bit more up-tempo and pop.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
Would you and Cody ever feature each other on each other's like current projects, or do you think it kind of steals the attention away from each other?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've definitely always talked about collaborating, and we'd just have to find what that song would be, you know, like what's appropriate for a brother and sister to sing about together. So I think it would definitely be something to do with the world, or, you know, something we're both passionate about. So I think eventually down the line we will. Right now, I know we're definitely both focusing on ourselves, mm-hmm. and we're both very much involved in each other's creative process. Like, he'll send me songs every day and be like, what do you think? What would you change? And I did the same with him with Material Boy and I Won't Remember You Tomorrow. And so we're definitely both very involved in our creative process, but as goes for working together, I think that'll come later on.
Cool.
You know, trying to do the focus on ourselves type mm-hmm. thing right now.
When the time is right, they come together. It's like the Kardashians, you know?
Exactly.
We'll promote each other.
We'll reunite at some place, I know.
Not even reunite. Do you think you'd be famous or known if Cody wasn't your brother?
I definitely think that Cody was a big reason why I wouldn't be where I am today without him being my brother.
Right, like, it brought attention to you.
Totally, it opened the door for me. I was able to build an amazing sort of social platform off of him. Like, from when I was 12, I started my YouTube channel, and he was very supportive of that in the beginning because he wanted me to find my own thing and do what I love to do as well. So it was almost like he definitely opened a million doors for me, and I will forever be grateful for that.
Kardashians, baby. This is why I'm going to populate the world with, really, hopefully,
all these siblings are just going to come through. I know.
It's not enough Simpsons, though. There's not enough.
I know. I'm just waiting for Tom to, like...
He needs to get older.
Yeah, he needs to get old. Well, I mean, Cody and I were 13 when we started.
This is the time, then.
I know. He wants to act.
This is, what, are you kidding?
He should.
Yeah. He should start vlogging yesterday.
Yeah, I know. He should have started yesterday. He's incredible, and, like, the piano is also very, like, musically inclined. Like, he teaches himself, like, Beethoven and, like, Mozart, and, like...
Whoa.
Okay. It's insane. Wow. He's going to be much more successful than Cody and I believe it. Cody believes it, so we'll see.
Is he in Australia?
No, he's here.
Everybody's here.
Yeah, they're all
Everybody's here. The whole fam's here, I know.
No, they just left the youngest behind.
He's
Mom,
there alone.
Dad. Yeah, no, the other one.
I'm sure he would do just fine. He's very very independent, very headstrong, so I'm sure he'd find his way somehow.
He'll figure it out.
Are you still doing the Disney
No, that's
thing?
All wrapped up. Yeah, so it's sort of finished at a good time, I guess, to transition into the music, but I did that for 2 years. It was a huge part of my career.
Were you waiting for that to end to start the music? Because it's kind of been 2 years, right, since you released your last stuff?
Yeah, it was sort of like I was beginning to focus on it towards the end of the show when it was becoming up, you know, to a wrap, and that was when I really did just start to find the love, like the end of like 6 months of the show. I was like, okay, well, it's perfect transition phase because I feel like it's perfect timing, and, mm-hmm. and I can just sort of flow into that now.
I should have done that. After like my first radio show came and went, I should have transitioned into singing.
Nope.
I don't know.
I would have been a deep singer.
Successful.
No, I don't sing. At all.
Like, no, that he doesn't. He sings all the time.
Oh,
he can't
sing. Just sucks.
He can't. Oh, okay.
But I think it'd be a very unique style. I think it would be.
Do what you want to do.
It's called average singing.
Okay.
So it's very relatable. Like, you if you want to sing along with your friend or feel better about yourself, you pop in my CD.
That's what people want.
But you could start like a whole new genre. Like, this could, you could like change pop culture. You can start this whole average singing genre.
And it's covers.
And that means everybody can sing.
I think there's a lot of popular singers out there who are already taking care of the average singer thing.
Oh. You think so? Ow.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You got any names?
Ooh.
We don't have to name any names. I see some chuckles back there. Some people in this room are agreeing with me. Nobody seems to want to say any names, though.
I can throw out a few.
What do you think?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is great.
I think she's amazing. But her live performances have a lot left to be desired.
Really?
I think so.
I was always a fan of Taylor Swift. I mean, I liked it when she was like back then, when she like would play guitar on stage. You'd be like really mm-hmm. cute.
See, don't you, stuff.
Vintage
love
Taylor.
I miss old Taylor too.
I love old Taylor. I mean, I love what she's doing now. It's very like women empowerment, very strong, very cool. Mm-hmm. But like, I really do miss the old Taylor.
And also to clarify, I liked her stage show. Like, when she goes on tour, she is a performer.
Yeah, she's
with the
she's
hats
insane.
And the above the audience
she
and stuff.
She puts on a great show.
Incredible.
Maybe she's just doing too much stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, you think so?
She's not focusing on
trying to rap and it sounds awful. But
she's trying everything. Yeah. Which is fun.
But you go, girl.
At your Disney show, were you talking like celebrity gossip and everything over there?
Yeah, not too much celebrity gossip. I had celebrities on the show all the time and would interview them. So it was, the show was more like based on, it was called The Ali Simpson Show, and I would just talk about like teen topics. So I'd be like giving advice, or I'd be talking about music. So I'd be talking about all this kind of, I'd have my own segments, like fashion segments and things like that. And then I would have like the hour with the with the
What was your thought?
Well, I was just a no, because a lot of times when other people come in here, they won't talk about other people. But I didn't know if like you had to do that on your show and you have to kind of transition out of that now that you're here to talk about your own music.
Right. Yeah. No, because I definitely did have to talk about other people and their music all the time, mm-hmm. which was fine with me because I'm a very like open-minded and like I want everybody to like do well. So like everybody that came in, all I was like, tell me about your music. All while I'm trying to like focus on my own.
Plot
as well.
Your own music.
Exactly. So I was like, definitely towards the end of the show, I was like, okay, it's time to like focus on me and like I don't need to talk about other people anymore and ask about, you know, what they're doing, which I always will be supportive of everything that they're doing. But like, it does feel good to like now focus on my own career and like move into like talking about my own music and what I've got coming up.
See, I already effed it up. I let everybody know that I'm planning my own singing career. So the next time somebody comes in,
next time I'll come and ask about it. Next time I come back,
they're gonna look at me like I'm competition. So it's gonna hurt our dynamic.
No one is looking at you as competition.
Yeah, all the interviews are gonna be weird from now on. Now that you've said this, everyone's gonna be expecting something.
Dude, Sam Smith can't come in now. How is he going to look at me in any clear way?
Threatened by you. Yep, Sam Smith.
Definitely threatened by you.
You're going to have to cancel it.
So do you enjoy sitting on that side of the couch, or do you like, I mean, that side, do you like being on this side better?
I definitely like being on this side now because I spent so much time mm-hmm. on the other side. So, like, I did spend 2 years interviewing, and it just feels nice to be interviewed. Like, I actually get excited about it now. Like, even my team's like, yay, like, we'll send you to every interview now. Like, cause I'm like, I want to be interviewed because I feel like I've asked everybody else about what they're doing all the time. I feel like I have so much to say and I have so much to share now. So I'm like, I get excited when I go to interviews now.
That's beautiful.
Like, I want to be interviewed.
And you are juggling a million things at once. Like, you still have the shoe stuff, the hosting stuff, the music stuff.
Aldo, right?
Yeah, Aldo.
Cool.
Yeah, that's been a cool collaboration because I like shop there all the time before the campaign came out, so I was like really excited about that one.
Do you have your own line of shoe, or have you embraced and been the ambassador for all of their shoes?
Ambassador, yeah, photos in the store type situation. But I like love all their shoes anyway. Like I was buying, I mean, the amount of money I spent at Aldo last year was probably ridiculous anyway. So like, I was definitely happy about this.
How do you juggle everything? Because I feel like I'm here all day, and. Why is everyone? I'm serious.
Go.
I feel like I'm here all day. And this is my only job. And then I see somebody like you come in. You have two singles coming out. You have shoes, fashion. You're hosting things. I'm like,
prioritize your time.
Yeah, I think that's all it is. It's tough sometimes though. Like, your days are definitely filled, like top to bottom. And like by the time the day's over, I'm like, I just want to go to sleep. Like, I'm trying to like find the balance. I mean, I'm trying to like have fun as well, but like it definitely takes up a lot of your time. But like, it doesn't feel like work to me though, because I do love to do it. And like, I want to go and like make music and I want to.
Well, I'm gonna say, now that you're making music, don't you want to just focus on music all day? Like, is hosting
definitely
a show for other singers like kind of get in the way of that?
I mean, I definitely thought about that in the beginning, but I know that this show is very, you know, music orientated. Like, it's music based, and I am hosting it and like acting as a mentor, as an established artist to these people. So it definitely is a cool feeling for me to be that for them, because I love doing that. And but I think it doesn't, I mean, I'm still so passionate about hosting, and I definitely feel like my strengths are there as well. So like, I definitely want to keep doing that. But if I can balance it with the music, like, it's definitely my first priority. But I think with the show, and like, I'm so excited about the share space. I think it's perfect.
Okay, as a host of a competition show,
yeah,
do you think this is a question. I just have this. Do you think that...
He has an original question.
Ooh.
They're all original. Do you think that all these, like, American Idol and The Voice, do you think they're becoming more about the hosts and the judges rather than the actual singers?
Not necessarily. I mean, with things like The Voice and shows like that, I mean, they do have incredible hosts and incredible judges, and that definitely brings a lot of awareness to the show and a lot of attraction, because people want to see them, you know, mm-hmm. be the judge and be the host. But I think there's always that room for like up and coming people, like, get so excited about this new person and you hear them sing and you're like, oh my God, like, this is awesome, and you can see that potential. So I think there's always that like open door for the new up and coming, you know.
But the show also has to be different.
Well, I get that, but like, after the show is over, you rarely hear about these winners anymore, and you hear all about, you know, like, what did Miley say to Adam, or what did Blake say to this person?
There's always sort of that element, I think, and some people break out of the show's stigma and some don't. So I think it just depends on how you sort of approach it once you leave the show.
Like, if American Idol had the same judges as The Voice, but it was set up as American Idol, I think the show would kind of still blow.
What, you're saying American Idol's not good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't watch American Idol.
We don't want to judge the new season yet.
I like The Voice.
The Voice is amazing.
Yeah, I really like The Voice.
It's everything. It's the judges. It's the way the show's set up. It's the blind auditions.
Yeah, everything about that show is fantastic.
Yeah, top to bottom, it's a different production. So I don't think the judges and the hosts are everything.
Yeah, I just think the show's great in general. I mean, I don't watch American Idol anymore.
Well, I'm going to try it out.
I used to watch Australian Idol. Like, that was my thing growing up. Like,
Guy Sebastian.
Oh, yeah. That's my man.
The original.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to really push your music in Australia?
Yeah, I want to. I mean, I do have an awesome fan base there, and they're always so supportive of, like, homegrown acts. Like, every time Cody and I go home, it's really exciting, and they get excited because we're from there and we have things to talk about, like, because we're over in LA doing these things. It's a whole nother world. So, like, I definitely am gonna do the big push back home, because I want to be able to do that with all my fans down there and friends and family.
How are we gonna get Kyle and Jackie O to play your record?
They'll be playing it.
Like, hang out at the kids' offices?
I've got this sorted out. I would love to. I mean, I would be so grateful if they did, but I know that I'll be going in there to talk to them. So
they're like they're the gold standard.
Yeah, they're amazing. I love them.
They're the great. They're, in my opinion, I think they're like top three radio shows in the world.
Totally, and they've always been so supportive of Cody and I and or anyone, like any up and coming Aussie singers that like just love it. So if I can get them on board too, I would love it. So
there's a really warm embrace for talent down there. It's exciting.
Always. It's really nice.
And I want to thank you and your family because you guys were like my first glimpse into Australian culture. So from that moment on, I realized that Australian people are amazing. That I think you gave us that
hope with people over here too. Like, we just always loved you. Like, you were always so kind and like so exciting to be around. We're like, it's Zach. He's so nice.
And then there's the rest of America.
Yeah, there's Zach and then there's everybody else. So like, except you guys. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
That's why. It's the Zach Sang show.
You're like, that was really sincere. Thanks.
Here's a finger.
They're bubbles. Finger at me. Do you have a Halloween costume?
No, I'm going to be in Australia for Halloween.
They celebrate that down there, yeah?
They do, but it's like a quarter of the amount that they do here. Because it's an American holiday, but like I think it's just an excuse for Australians to party and like throw big rages.
Same for us. You know?
Yeah.
But it's a Tuesday this year.
Yeah, and even though it's not an Australian holiday, it's like, yeah, let's just throw some huge party just because.
Do you still have a house there?
No.
Well, you guys are like...
Yeah, we're gone.
Oh, my gosh.
They moved here. She said in the beginning. They moved all everybody.
Well, I mean, I didn't know. Gone. Like, you can move here and still have something there. You have no idea.
No, there's no house there. Every time we go back, we just stay with family and friends. They're all still there.
Are you afraid that Tom is going to lose his accent?
I always thought that he would, and he's going to school here, but he still hasn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't want him to. Yeah, but now that he's getting into acting, he's doing all these like little like classes and roles and accents. So I'm like, oh, Tommy's going to grow up and turn into an American.
Oh no, it's terrible.
What's he going to do? No, but I mean, the good thing is that we did move here as a family, so like we did talk to each other all day every day, so it wasn't like we were losing our accents.
Material Boy, that is a single. Is it out right now fully?
It comes out October 12th or 13th.
October 12th or 13th. Are you releasing both singles at the same time?
At the same time.
It's definitely the 12th.
October,
okay, it's the 12th.
Yeah. October 12th.
It's the 12th.
Material Boy and I Won't Remember You Tomorrow. Both singles are going to drop.
Yes.
I think I Won't Remember You Tomorrow is a really, like I told you, it's a phenomenal record.
Yay. It's a really good one. I actually performed it for the first time last week in Coney Island and everybody liked it because it was like a slow sit down song and it was really interesting because I had this like group of like three like older men like come up to me and not in a creepy way. Like, and they asked me like, what's your Instagram? And first of all, I'm like, okay, well, they just want to follow me on Instagram. Like, and I did think it was creepy, but then they're like, oh no, we just want to know because like we really like that breakup song and we just want to know when it comes out. And I was like, that's so cool because like not only can it like connect with the young teen girls or anything like that, like, I mean, everybody's been heartbroken before, so like everybody can relate to it in some way. And like,
even old creepy men have had their heart broken.
Yeah, exactly. So that made me really excited about the release because I'm like, oh, everybody's going to like it. Dan, my grandparents.
See, that's nice. Dan, have you ever had your heart broken? Because you said everybody's had their heart broken. For some reason, I don't think you have.
Do you believe that? I think everybody has. If they're a certain age, maybe.
I'm 26.
What, are you a heartbreaker?
No, I just don't involve myself with that. I sit around.
He just doesn't have a heart. That's the thing. So you can't cold. Break something you don't have.
It's a black hole.
Yeah. So you're just cold over there, like never been heartbroken.
You have like a pet die or anything like that, right? Like your cat.
Heather, why would you bring that up?
See, I found it. You were heartbroken.
You found it. You found the soft spot. I found keep it. Digging.
When your cat's passed.
Okay. Yes.
When Max and Rocky moved on.
He's still in mourning. He's on all black.
Okay. Yeah. Then you're right. Everyone has.
Yeah.
I won't remember you tomorrow, but hopefully you remember your cats tomorrow.
I will never forget them. Let's move on to something else real quick.
I'm sorry, Dan.
We found the soft spot.
Are these two songs written about the same person?
No. Oh, yeah.
It's a yes or no.
I think she said yes.
Well, I did. I wrote Material Boy. I was relating I Won't Remember You Tomorrow to someone else. No, yeah, based around the same guy. Yeah. There might have been like an element of someone else as well in Material Boy. It might have been about two guys.
Oh.
You know, not at, like at the same time, obviously, but like there was elements of the two relationships.
How long did this relationship go on for?
One of them was longer. And
how
like,
long?
A couple months.
Okay.
Not like too long. And then the other one was just like a bit of a fling.
Got it.
Were they the guy that I saw pictures of you with on Daily Mail?
Ooh, you've done your research.
Who is it?
His name is Conrad Sewell.
Oh, Conrad Sewell. He's a singer.
Do you know Conrad?
Yes, he's a big singer with long
like,
blonde hair.
I mean, I did Conrad for a while. Like, we still talk. Like, we're in a good place. But, like, it's, there was elements. Yeah.
Okay.
Conrad, I guess.
And his sister was on that GE Easy record.
Yeah, she's great. They're both so talented.
You don't own me.
Yeah.
That was her.
I know that song.
Yeah.
I know it.
Wow.
I like you. You're doing your research.
Have anything else over there?
What else surprises? Funny?
I wish. Let me look. No, I don't think so. You guys made me feel sad talking about my dead cat.
I'm sorry. Now we know how to get Dan to shut up. Bring up some cats.
So have you ever had an animal die?
My fish, but
not the same as cats.
I probably killed my fish, like I don't know how it died. Like
yeah, flush it down the toilet?
I did after it was dead.
Hold up.
That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to. Well, I buried my fish.
Supposed
to
put it back in the sea.
That's where the toilet goes, right to the ocean.
I thought the toilet was inhumane.
You don't flush live fish down the toilet.
No, just dead ones.
Mom actually was cleaning out my fishbowl once, and it fell down the sink.
Oh,
alive! I know. Yeah. Mom was probably just...
Mom!
This was when I was like 10, and I really liked this fish, and it was called Bubbles, and it was the cutest little thing ever. And then Mom was just cleaning out the tank, and obviously because cleaning out the fish tank is like the most ridiculous and hard thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cut to Bubbles now, like this ginormous goldfish just feeding off of prey in the ocean.
Yeah, it probably hates me. Probably talking... down the
right?
Like, Alice, mom, just let me sink. Like.
So, hold on. You're kind of having a fling here. We got to go back to Dan. You're kind of having a fling here with Conrad Sewell.
Yeah.
He kind of inspires these two songs that you release. I mean, your hope is that he's okay with him being the inspiration. Would you be okay if he wrote a song about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the songs, like, we all know that, like, I mean, sometimes music can be a little bit exaggerated of the situation. Like, I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
I don't know. I'm not a musician.
I mean, I don't know. I think if I could be the inspiration for a good song or a bad song, I think that'd be great anyway. Like, I'll take it. Yeah. Unless it was really mean, I would be hurt. But, like, I know that Conrad has heard the songs. He likes the songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went to him for advice or his approval?
A little bit of both.
And if he said, don't release this, you were going to say, okay.
I said, I'm releasing it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's actually a part of the I Won't Remember You Tomorrow music video. Which will be coming out.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Is he Australian, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
Did you guys meet there or here?
We met about 2 years ago in Australia at the Arias at the awards back home, and then I didn't see him for 2 years until Coachella this year.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coachella really brings people together.
It really does.
And this was like a new and improved Ali Simpson, you know?
Yeah.
2 years goes by and...
Yeah. So he saw me back then, he had a crush on me, and then he saw me 2 years later and was like, whoa.
I mean, dude,
what's up, girl?
He's like 29 years old.
Totally joking. I know he is much older than me, which is interesting for me, but I had to talk to the parents about that one.
Yeah, you got to get approval.
They were fine with it, though. Conrad's great.
So you were, were you 18? He was 29, so that's 11 years?
I'm 19. 10 years, yeah.
10 years. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm mature.
What does dad say? What does Mr. Simpson say when you go, I'm going to date somebody who's 10 years my senior?
Obviously, he was...
Don't phrase it that way.
Yeah, don't say like that. Obviously, dad was like a little bit more protective, but mum and dad have always been so open about me dating. Like, it's they've always been really just like, whatever makes me happy.
That's
like,
nice.
They're down for, so... I didn't actually know Conrad was 29 until after the fact. Like, it was like, I saw him at Coachella, and then I thought he was, like, 22 or something, and then I Googled it when I was driving home from Coachella, and I, like, looked at my friend, and I was like, oh, no. What am I going to do?
Date him anyway.
Exactly. No, he's great, and we're in a good place now, so.
Cool.
All is well, Conrad.
Material boy. I won't remember you tomorrow.
Won't remember the song title.
I want to say I won't remember you, but then it's I won't remember you tomorrow. I got to remember that tomorrow part.
Yeah.
Because I won't remember you tomorrow.
It's the whole thing. I won't remember you tomorrow.
It's just like I'm moving on really easily, you know?
I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. October 12th, both records drop.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else on anybody else's mind?
No.
Oh, do you ever get, not confused, but like, does anyone ever hit you up on like Twitter or something and think you're Ashley Simpson? And not Allie Simpson?
Sometimes. I get asked a lot of the time if I'm related to Jessica Simpson, like if she's
you
a
do.
Sibling.
I could see that.
I think Cody always got that as well. But yeah, we definitely do get that.
People
Jessica
confuse
type.
Cody and Jessica Simpson often.
All the time. Right?
I can see that. That's exactly what happens. I can see it.
He has new music coming too.
Yeah, he just released his new music.
It's good.
It's good.
It's very good.
Here's my prediction.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Let's go.
I think Allie and Cody are going to end up collaborating with each other, but it might not be vocally. I think he might... I think he might shred a little bit, you know? Play some guitar on a couple records.
Oh.
You know?
That's actually a great prediction. I think he's wanted to do that already.
Wow. Mm. Look at that.
Wow, look at you go.
Just a Nostradamus. You can see the future.
Totally.
I love it.
Anyway, Allie Simpson, thank you so much for hanging out with us. ShareSpace is a YouTube show that you're going to be hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. And the new record drop on October 12th.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for
guys.
Coming by.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Allie Simpson, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.